Brother Ken Bryan from the Edmonton Parkdale congregation will now discuss who will not inherit God's kingdom, greedy people.
Let's start by defining the word greed. What is greed? It's an excessive desire for more. More of what? Anything. Power, sex, money, possessions, whatever we have a very strong desire to have. But let's look at a Bible example of what greed would cover. Take your Bibles, please. Go to the book of 1 Corinthians again, chapter 6, once again, and look at verse 10 with me. Listen to what Paul lists. Greedy people, drunkards, revilers, and extortioners, pay attention to what it says next, will not inherit God's kingdom. So what's a thief? It's someone who takes something he wants but doesn't ask permission, he just takes it. An extortioner. Now he's like a thief, but he threatens people. He uses his power to get things that he wants. And then there's drunkards. Those who just enjoy the sensation of drinking and cannot seem to get enough alcohol. Now, those designations that Paul uses are telling us that greed is not a good thing. People can be overcome by greed, just like the thief and the extortioner. But how serious is it really? I mean, there are varying degrees of greed. Yet, all greed is viewed by Jehovah as being wrong. Because what did the scripture say in verse 10, the last line? They will not inherit the kingdom. So think about that. They will not be permitted to be there. So if they get into the kingdom imperfect, then during the kingdom rule, if they do not change, Jehovah will remove them. Well, how do we counteract this? We all want to be in the kingdom. This is why we're here. Well, greed is so insatiable, you can never, ever be satisfied. Psalm 30 and verse 15 and 16, especially verse 16, speaks about a fire that never gets enough. That's what greed is like. You can never get enough. You see, what greed does, it creates discontent. We're never happy. I want more. I want more. Like verse 15 says in Proverbs, it's like the leeches, give, give. Because they want more. But it's something else that's also a problem with greed. It disturbs our minds. We become competitive. They've got this much. I want more. I want to be on the top of the pile. Well, think about that. If we have that trait, we could be in big trouble. You see, greed was at the root of Satan's rebellion. What did he want? He wanted Jehovah's worship. He wanted Jehovah's power. He wanted the admiration of Adam and Eve. If Jehovah looks at us, what does he see in our personality? I wouldn't want him to see those traits in my personality. I'm sure you wouldn't want to see that in your personalities. So think about it. We can say, well, I've been in the truth a long time. It doesn't matter. It does matter because none of us are immune to the snare of greed. Think about Eve. She got taken by greed. Think about Gehazi. Clothes changes he wanted. And think about Judas Iscariot. 30 pieces of silver. Think about that. So then, what do we need to do? We need to counteract greed. Well, you know, if our heart is full of love for the brothers, for the kingdom, for Jehovah, and we are content. Like Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, he says he was self-sufficient. The footnote says he was content. Then there is no room in our hearts for greed because it's filled with love and contentment because we are part of Jehovah's organization. So it cannot thrive in a heart that is filled with love. So can it be overcome? I want to invite you now to watch and to listen carefully to this demonstration. It's going to show us that with Jehovah's help and the help of the elders, we can deal with greed and we can change our practices.
Len, I should have told you this before, but last week I've had another relapse.
Oh, John,
I'm starting to wonder if it's even possible for me to overcome this practice of getting drunk.
I'm sorry that it's such a struggle for you at this time, even more than you had thought. It must be really hard. But you know, John, it's not impossible to overcome. Do you recall 1 Corinthians 6 and 11?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, Ken. Len, it says, that is what some of you were. But Len, I'm not talking about what I used to be. I'm talking about what I still am. And if success were possible for me, I'd have overcome this problem by now.
Well, you know, John, there's something I've been wanting to show you, and I think it's a good time to show you now. It's a Watchtower article, 2012, May the 1st, page 20 and 21. It's right here, and it's about a man called Luca. He's working in one of our branch offices now. Do you know, John, he used to be a binge drinker.
Really?
Yes, really. In fact, if you were to read these first three sentences here in the third paragraph for me, please.
Although I experimented with various drugs, I stuck with drinking, as I found it to be the most enjoyable. Soon, I had gone from drinking a few glasses of wine to more than a bottle at a time. I became an expert at hiding just how drunk I really was. Wow.
Sound like someone you know?
Sounds like he was where I am.
Yeah. But you know that article, it goes on to talk about Luca and how he started studying the Bible with the witnesses. And he developed the desire to qualify to live in God's kingdom. And he worked hard at his drinking problem. The result is in the article here at the very last sentence under the How the Bible Changed My Life. Would you like to read that, John?
Sure. Gradually, I was able to give up my habit of binge drinking.
So he doesn't go into detail about what happened. But what do you think is behind the word gradually?
Well, probably it was an ongoing struggle with some setbacks and disappointments along the way.
That's the point, John. Change is gradual, but it's not impossible. With Jehovah, all things are possible.
So then change is possible for me, even though I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet. But John, why don't we look at our research guide and look up some articles, perhaps something that would give us practical suggestions, Bible-based encouragement for people like you who are trying to overcome this problem.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Isn't it nice to know that we have that kind of help available to us? So those of us who struggle with the tendency towards being greedy can change. This demonstration we just watched made it very clear what we need to do. We need to ask Jehovah for help, ask the brothers to give us a hand too. Because if we want to be counted worthy of the kingdom, then we've got to get rid of the quality of greed. So we must change. Friends, before you leave this venue tomorrow, if any of us struggle with this, be determined from this day forward that to avoid greed, because you and I want to be in the kingdom because we are here as loyal kingdom supporters.